Welcome to The Writer's Block, a podcast for writers by writers, providing you with a great resource and community. Here are your hosts, Abel, Amber, and Julie.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Writer's Block. Today we are recording episode 10, where we'll be talking about different writing applications, and today's moderator is Julie. Julie, you want to let everyone know what we'll be talking about today and kind of what they can expect from today's show?
Absolutely. So today we are going to talk about different writing applications and namely the difference and pros and cons of using Word, Google Docs, and Scrivener, although we will be mentioning a couple of offshoot different apps that you could be using as well for your writing and just which one might potentially work best for you. But before we get into that, I'm going to pause really quick for a word from one of our sister podcasts.
Hey there, listeners of the Writer's Block podcast. We are Abel, Andrew, and Adam from the Shadowhunters podcast.
If you're a fan of Shadowhunters, come and discuss the show with us every week. And during the hiatus, listen to our original content, including episode rankings, Rip It or Ship It, and character best and worst moments.
And if you haven't heard of Malik, you are truly not living your best life.
Check us out everywhere where podcasts are located. And thank you guys for listening. Enjoy your show.
All right. So essentially, what we wanted to talk about today was what works best for you as a writer, what meets your needs best for your writing process, be that Scrivener, a good old-fashioned Word doc, or Google Docs. And you have a group here of three different Scrivener users. So I actually went on today and researched a whole bunch of pros and cons of all these different writing apps, which we're going to run through for you so you can pick what works best for you. But even though I know that we all kind of use Scrivener, I want to go to each of my co-hosts and talk to them about whether or not they've ever used something else to write, how they kind of came to get to Scrivener, and then we'll break down each one. So, Abel, do you want to start? Let us know what your writing experience has been with different platforms.
Yeah, I started with good old Microsoft Word. Microsoft Word thinks that it's smarter than you, and it's the most aggravating thing. Although sometimes I feel like it is very simple to use, but that it's so simple that it, like, the program itself overthinks. Right. So I started with Microsoft Word and then I found Scrivener, and Scrivener is like the absolute, it's like a godsend for writers. You can keep everything that you need inside of a Scrivener file. All of your research, I have all of my character descriptions inside of it. So that way, if I forget someone, you know, what they look like or like a tick that one of my character has, I go back and I just look at it and it's right there. I don't have to like look at different files and stuff. I also use a program that we talked about recently called StoryShop. That's a really nice program too as well. It is online based, so if you aren't on Wi-Fi, you're not able to get it. That's the only bad thing, you know. Whereas Scrivener, you can kind of pull it up anywhere and it saves. That's another thing that I like about Scrivener is that it automatically saves your work every, like, what is it, like 30 seconds or something? Mm-hmm. It automatically saves your work, so you don't have to worry about losing something. And that is the good thing about StoryShop, that even if you're on Wi-Fi and you lose your connection, it automatically saves your last words typed. So that's a good thing, you know, but it's kind of just what you want it for. Those are kind of the programs I've used. But Scrivener is like, I still don't even really know how to use all the functions of Scrivener because there's so many.
I don't
many
think
things.
Anybody that uses Scrivener knows all the functions to Scrivener.
Yeah, and also you can, like, compile your book in Scrivener so you can get it ready for, like, straight to publishing, which I've never done that, but I'm going to try to do it on my next book myself, but we'll see.
Yeah. How about you, Amber?
So I'm an old school writer, so I first started writing on Microsoft Word Perfect, if anybody remembers that. That was before Microsoft Word was even invented, is what I wrote my first novel in, actually. Then I moved to Microsoft Word, and then I won NaNoWriMo, so then I moved to Scrivener, and then recently, when we started talking about this, I was like, hey, let's try out Google Docs and see how that works out. So I have now started writing a book in Google Docs just to try it out and see if it was something that I liked.
And how did that go for you?
At first, I didn't like it. Like, it took a lot, but I actually copied everything over back into Scrivener, and then I started feeling like I was losing my story, so I actually copied it back into Google Docs. And so I've been using Google Docs now for the last 2 weeks.
No.
How dare you?
I feel like Google's... I'm sorry, what were you saying?
No, it's fine. I was going to say, I don't know why, I felt like I was because I started it there. It's like I wanted to finish it there. I don't know. I'm crazy.
I feel like Google Docs would be good if you're doing collaborative work. So, like, if we're writing a book together, because it's kind of, like, live. It tells you who's on that page right now. I feel like that would be really well, you know, but just make my eyebrow twitch, like, thinking the thought of, like...
No, it's actually really cool. It would be perfect for people writing together because you can actually highlight passages or sentences or words and put a note. And then another person can actually comment back on that same note and you can see when they commented. So like if I put, I don't think this sentence sounds right. And then like say Julie wrote, I think it's perfect. Leave me alone. And I'm like, but shouldn't you use this word? Like we can have a whole conversation inside of there if we needed to.
Yeah, that is nice. And that is definitely one of the pros of that particular writing format. And I know people that write very happily in there. They make character maps. They make aesthetic boards. They do different color tabs and different color files. You can have different folders open. Like Google Docs allow you to do a broken down, like bastardized version of Scrivener because you can have different files and different folders and for different chapters or scenes the way you would in Scrivener. So you can... I feel like you can make it work there, but if you have Scrivener, why would you? But there's a couple differences that we'll get into. But before we do that, for me personally, I wrote my first couple of books, short stories, all that, all in Word doc, which for me worked because there was no other option at the time. And then I found Scrivener. I think they were running a deal and I got it because you do have to pay for Scrivener. So for those of you that don't know, Scrivener is a writing app that you do have to pay for. If you're a student, you can get a discount code. And then I think that they also run offers at different times, or you can look online. Sometimes people will have like referral codes and discount codes. And if we find any of them, or if I know of any, we'll try to have it somewhere for you.
It usually goes on sale a few times a year.
It does.
It goes on sale.
Which is 100% worth it. And there's also a crap ton of tutorials online where you can figure out ways to utilize it best for you, because there are a ton of tricks and different aspects to Scrivener that even I still don't utilize. But so I started off in Word, and then as soon as I found Scrivener, I never went back. And it does take a little bit of a learning curve. You know, the one good thing about Word is that everybody knows how to use it. You know, like at the end of the day, everybody can open Word and use it because it's not that tricky. But Scrivener is where it's at, I think. I don't know if I could ever go back to anything else. I don't know how you're in Google Docs.
Well, and also to note that November is coming up pretty soon. And NaNoWriMo, if you win, you get a 50% off coupon for Scrivener. So that's a note, too. And I think you can actually get, what is it, like a 3-month trial or something like that?
You can. I believe there is like a 3-month free trial. Again, if you're a student, you get a discount. And then I wasn't aware. I got my Scrivener before I won NaNo, I think. So I didn't even realize that they had that as an option for the 50% off. But that's all.
That's how I got it. I got a 50. Okay. I tried it for 3 months while I did NaNo. And then I got the 50% off coupon and paid for it.
Yeah. Okay. That's awesome. So essentially, I've got a couple different like pros and cons, and then I figured I would just talk about a couple of them and then get your feedback on them and whether or not you felt like the pro or con was justification to use or not use a software. So I'm going to talk about Word first. So one of the biggest pros for using Word, which I as an editor 100% swear by, is that if you submit your writing for edits, they will want it in a Word doc because you can track changes. Mm-hmm. It is the easiest way as an editor to edit a work, and it's because you'd have to export it, which is relatively easy to export and import into Scrivener. But I do ask all of my clients to send me a Word doc because then you can track changes. It is by far the most beneficial thing about a Word doc. So for you guys in terms of editing and track changes, how much does that factor in?
I just, because of good old Scrivener, you can export your file into Word doc. And so it's a matter of clicking a button and it does it by itself and bye. Yep. And then we're done.
Yeah, even with Google Docs, you can save it into a Word document. I don't think that's enough of a pro to exclusively use Word, honestly.
I concur. The other pro was just that everybody knows how to do it. There's no learning curve and it's free if you have that software.
Yeah.
That's a great pro for someone that is just getting started, doesn't know yet if they even can or want to be a writer. It's a good way to just practice and play around and not have to pay for anything right off the bat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the other pros that was discussed is that the formatting in Word, you've got a whole bunch of font selection, and the formatting in Word when you export stays. Sometimes keeping your formatting when you transport out of Scrivener can be sketchy. There's a lot of formatting changes that take place when you export out of Scrivener. As opposed to Word, what you see is what you get. What you have on that page is what it's going to export.
Yeah, the first time I tried to export, it messed up my file. And so what I had to do was copy and paste every chapter from Scrivener into a Word document, and like copying and pasting every that was not fun at all.
No, and it did that to me the first time I tried to export out of Scrivener, but I looked up a tutorial, figured out how to save my settings the way that I wanted them to be done, and then it does work for you, but again, it's the learning curve versus something that people already probably know.
Mm-hmm. The only thing is, it sent me an update for Scrivener, mm-hmm. and it erased all of my saved
settings,
and I had to figure out how to redo it again.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind.
So a couple of the downfalls of Word: page breaks, chapter breaks have to be added manually, as opposed to Scrivener, where the formatting will automatically break down those things for you if they're in different file folders, which is amazing. Another one is that it's a one draft thing. So it's all one giant doc, and you're going to have 140, 150 pages of scrolling to find stuff. There's not going to be different file folders for each chapter where you can easily access different parts of your story. It's one giant linear document, which when it gets larger in a novel format can significantly slow down the program.
Oh yeah. True. I don't miss those days.
No. That was the biggest downfall for me when I was using that and writing a full novel, is if I wanted to find a specific scene, it is impossible to do unless you have like notes next to you where you're like, it's on this page, but then if you edit and move stuff around, all that changes
easily.
Yeah.
So just by changing the font size will completely change everything.
Oh, you're done. Yeah. You're done. It's literally the worst. And then I'm going to talk about Google Docs really quick, because I don't have a ton of experience for it, but maybe Amber can chime in a little bit, and then we'll get into Scrivener, because I think that's where the most of us have the most experience. We can talk a little bit more about it. So the best thing for Google is that it's mobile. You can write wherever, although there is an app for Scrivener, so you can technically write everywhere for that as well. The one downfall is that you do have to download and like change your settings if you want to access that stuff offline. But another great part of that is that it's auto-saving, and it's auto-saving to a cloud. If your computer crashes, your book is still fine, which is a plus for some people, you know, especially if you're maybe a college student and you're using public computers. You can continue to work on your book and not have to worry about storing it on one specific computer. It's in your Google Drives, and you can take it everywhere you go, which is very convenient. It lends itself to sharing, co-writing. Because you can't really co-write in Scrivener. There's no way to like share a complete doc, but you can very easily do that if you're co-authoring something with a Google Doc.
Well, I mean, technically you could if you saved it as a Scrivener file and sent it to someone else that also has a Scrivener file, mm-hmm. and then really? They can open it and edit and then email it back. I mean, you could do that in Scrivener. You could,
but it's not as collaborative.
It's not as easy.
It's not like immediate changes like Google Docs is.
Yeah, the easiest way to collaborative write in Scrivener is linking a Dropbox account to your Scrivener, so it automatically saves to your Dropbox, and then, you know, like the three of us would have the same Dropbox, and it would, you know, we'd go
update there.
But it's still a little bit more than like where Pages is just like, now it's live saved there.
Exactly. So mm-hmm. if you're on a Google Doc, it's constantly updated. You can both be in there at the same time, working on the same thing at the same time. And again, like you said, Amber, you have comments, you can highlight and see everybody's notes, which is really great for, you know, like I said, collaborative works. And then the learning curve, I feel like the majority of people understand the way Google Docs work at this point, and it's another free thing. So it's 100% free. You don't have to worry. It's even more more free than like a Word. If you say you have a Mac and you don't have the Microsoft, you know, Office package, download it. You've got that right there.
Another thing too is I think that even if you think you know, you should always look up tutorials and things of how to do it, because I actually learned how to make these bookmarks to where it has on the side of the page. Like I could put chapter one, chapter two, and it'll have like a table of contents on the side. And I make one that's always right underneath where I'm writing that says, I am here. So when I click on, I just hit I am here and it goes all the way down to the bottom so that I can continue writing. But if I had, let's say, editing and somebody said, oh, this word on chapter two, I can hit chapter two and it'll go right to where my chapter two is. That has helped me so much in Google Docs from just having, you can't do that in Word.
Word.
You know, that's something that helps get there faster, at least, mm-hmm. that I didn't know before.
So. That's great. That is great. And then one of the other cons to Google Docs is that it's really not set up for exporting for publication. There's no formatting that's built into it for exporting for any kind of publication.
No.
So that was another con. But Amber, that's a really good pro to note, is that you can kind of color code and really tab stuff and mark where you are in your progress. So that's great that you can do that. And again, it's a free option. So if you've got the time to look up the tutorials and do something like that, then it's a great option for you and it's free. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about Scrivener.
Yay.
And it makes my heart so happy.
And this is not a sponsored video, but if they want a sponsor.
We should get it sponsored. We gotta work on them so we can get our own referral code. People can go and get like a discount code for the writer's block. But the largest pro, I think, that Scrivener has going for it is that it is legitimately a program that was designed for people to write novels. You know, Word and Google Docs were not meant, although they can be adapted, they were not meant for people to write books in. Scrivener's main purpose, sole purpose, is for people to write books. So it really has been honed to be as user-friendly and fantastic for authors as possible.
Yeah. It's also good for screenwriters, too. Mm-hmm. You can write screenplays in Scrivener, and they have like a draft that you can follow already, too, for screenplays.
Yes. I think that's another great perk, is that they do have drafts for novels, for screenplays, for fiction, for nonfiction. They've got drafts for character maps, for setting maps. They have different things that you can follow. So if you're not exactly sure where to start for something, they'll give you a template to start off with.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I love about Scrivener that's not even that big of a deal for most people, but helps me so much, is that there's on the side a document notes that are always there. So I write stuff like, this person's hair is red, this person's eyes are blue, or this person's name is this, this person's name is that. So that, like, say I'm going and this character only shows up every once in a while, and I'm like, oh my God, what color were their eyes? And it's just right there in the front. I don't have to think about it or go search through my character map or anything. Mm-hmm. And it seems so simple, but it helped me a lot in Scrivener.
I think there's a ton about it that's helpful when it comes to that. You can do the bulletin board, you know, where it's just the cork board kind of a layout.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite thing to do, is I write notes about every chapter, on, and then I put it into the note, like the cork board. So I based essentially what you see, it's like a cork board with cards all over it, and it gives me notes like kind of like details of what happens in every single chapter. So when I'm going back and looking for what happened, I'm like, when did this happen? And I'll go back and I'm like, okay, boom, it's right here.
Yeah.
I just see like a summary. Basically, I use those cards as summaries for every chapter.
And that's about the closest you'll find to me plotting, is using those little note cards.
Same.
It's a lifesaver though, when you're looking to reference something that happened before and you have that little pin, you know, that little note board, cork board function, you can go and find it immediately, which is amazing.
Especially if you're writing a series, because you can save book one and you can have book one in your book two document and have all your notes from book one and book two all in one open tab. So you're not having to go back and forth. And so essentially like, I didn't write my first book of my series in Scrivener, and I wish I had, because now I'm going to have to go back and reread my first book before I write my third book, my third and final book, because I don't, you know, you have to close every little small loophole, and I wish I had, because then
Like it would all be right there.
You can have all your books. You know, if you have a 10-page, a 10-book series, all 10 books can be there, and you can have summaries of every single book, and you're good to go.
And you can have the same character folder and your notes and all of your background research and everything, whatever.
You just add to it.
You add to it, and it's all right there already, which I love, because I have my background notes, my research notes, my character, my setting notes, and all that can stay. And you can just make another master folder for book one, another master folder for book two, and do it all in the same essential doc, so that everything that you have for that one project is in the same area and you can access it. And it's pretty amazing.
I don't do this, but I've seen people, you can color code characters as well. And so someone I know color codes their characters, and every time, like when someone dies, that person's folder essentially goes black. And so, like, I'm like, dude, you have like 20 black people, like 20 like black things, like 20 blacked out names on your folder. And he's like, yeah, I like to kill people. I'm like, okay, you know, but it's a good way to keep track of who's alive and who's dead, if you could write that kind of book, you know. But
yeah.
Well, can you imagine George R.R. Martin's list of characters blacked out?
Woo! Imagine his Scrivener file.
It gives me anxiety just thinking about it.
Oh my god, I would die. I don't know. He has to have a team of people that help him, because there is no way one person can remember all that.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Another function that I don't think everybody is necessarily aware of, I wasn't until just recently, and I've been using Scrivener for a whole while. They have, obviously, they have like their thesaurus, like different reference materials inside of the app, but they also have a name generator and just some other little functions where a lot of people, when they're just looking for a random name for a story, they go to a different website and they look stuff up. This one has a name generator right in the like actual app. And I think you can even set different like ethnicities for it, which is pretty awesome.
That's cool. I've never used that either.
Oh, I have. It's pretty good.
One function Scrivener has in Mac that they don't have in Windows, because I know that you use Mac, Julie, mm-hmm. is in Mac, you can set, like, say you want to write 100,000 words and you need it done by October 1st. It'll give you every day how many words to write that day. Windows doesn't have that. We just have daily, where you could just put how many words a day and that's it. So I do wish that Mac, like, I almost wanted to get a Mac just for that function.
I support you getting a Mac. I don't support you getting a Mac only for that.
Yeah,
that's the main reason.
I support you getting a Mac, but I don't know about just for that reason.
Just for that, maybe not. But in general, do it. Basically the supporting documents, all of your files can all be in one place, which is really amazing. They give you the opportunity to do, if you do like aesthetic boards or Pinterest type boards, you can have something like that in there with your characters or your settings, which is really nice. All of your research is all in one place with you, which really does streamline the writing process instead of going elsewhere to look something up. Or if you have a file on your desktop that you have to access to look up to continue to write, it's all in one place, which is very, very nice. Also, one of the things that I absolutely love, and I don't think enough people actually utilize in Scrivener, is the ability to snapshot your writing. So prior to going in and editing, I can take a picture of that folder or that chapter or whatever it is, and it will save on Scrivener exactly the way it was. And then I can go in and edit and then say, I hate the direction I went in with my edit. I can go back to that snapshot and get all of my original work back. So anytime I'm done writing, I go ahead and take a snapshot. And then if I go back in to edit or mess with anything, I've got a clean version of it already there, which is phenomenal for like first, second, third edits, because you can label each screenshot, each snapshot, like which edit it is, so that you know too, like, okay, I edited this chapter, but I haven't gotten to this one yet because it doesn't have a third screenshot. Like that's perfect.
That's cool.
Yeah. I've never used that.
You don't? Guys, no. I'm telling you, it is the best. Especially before you go into edit, because then you're like, you remember what the actual source material was, which is fantastic.
I haven't edited a book in about 2 years because I've been writing the same damn book for 2 years. So.
I have to plug in my computer.
Okay.
I don't know why it's not plugged in.
I don't know either.
I'm getting hungry.
I don't know what I feel like having. What are we looking at for time? I don't know when we started.
We're like at 23 minutes.
All right, we can start to wrap it up. I literally have like two more things and then we're done.
How many episodes are we recording tonight?
I think whatever Amber could handle. I think she originally said two. If we can get three in there, I'm fine to do whatever. Okay.
Okay. I'm good.
No, you're very out of focus. There we go. All right, so a couple more notes, and then I think we can probably call this one done. So downsides to Scrivener. Collaborating is a little bit more difficult. Exporting for formatting, like we said with Word, what you see is what you get. Like whatever's in Word is what we'll export. Scrivener is a little bit more complicated. You have to really know how to export. But again, tutorials for everything. And then the other downside would be that you have to pay for it. And those are legitimately the only downsides I can think of.
But I think that if you're a writer, depending on where you're at, if you're barely starting and you don't have the money for it, it's fine. But I think it's something good to invest towards because, oh my gosh, it is so good and it saves headaches like you wouldn't believe.
I agree. I don't think you realize how great it is until you start using it. You always think like, I'm making do, it's fine. Like what I have works fine. And then you use that and you're like, what have I been doing all my life? Mm-hmm.
Just like the question that we did with Word is, are those enough pros to use it? Those are not enough cons to not use Scrivener because it is affordable even though you pay money. You can always find coupons. You can always find sales. You know, it's a little bit of a learning curve, but once you learn it, it's just better. So
it really is, says the girl who goes back to Google Docs.
Only for this project. I will be back in Scrivener back and forth. I'm actually copying it from Google Docs into Scrivener so that when I get to the editing phase, I won't have any problems.
Got you.
Yeah.
So really quick, I want to mention a couple other free app options that I don't personally use, but I want to just let you guys know about in case you're interested in it. One of which being Evernote, which is like a mobile app that you can use for note taking. It's less for novel writing, more for note taking. So if you wanted something that transferred between all of your devices where you could just make general notes about what you wanted to write, Evernote is a decent app. And then I also saw that Fast Pencil, Focus Writer, and the letter Y writer are all free apps that you can use for actual word processing. So something like a Word doc. I don't have any experience with those, but I heard that those were all options, as well as the Hemingway app and Grammarly, which are free style and grammar correcting apps that could also be a good resource for you. But I don't have any personal access or information about those, but I wanted to
know. I have used YWriter and that other one that you said, I can't remember, right before that.
FocusWriter or Fast Pencil?
FocusWriter. I've used FocusWriter and I've used YWriter just to try them out and see. Mm-hmm. If you want free, go Google Docs. It's a simplified version of Word. So you might as well just use Google Docs.
Gotcha. Which makes sense. I think any of those other free apps, you're better off
using Very Google simple. Docs, very, you very simple. Know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or if you have a Mac, you could use Pages to a Mac. It's really if you have a Mac, you don't have Word. You can just use Pages if you have to. It's the MacBook version of Word. So
Word,
whatever.
Which even Microsoft has like Notepad and WordPad. Like if you want a really simple, dumbed down version, you could just use those as well. If they have no formatting, nothing, just straight writing.
Yeah, correct. But I recommend saving for Scrivener.
I do too.
go win Nano and then buy you some Scrivener. I think it's like $25 if you get half off, I think.
I think so too. And if you get the 3-month trial leading up to Nano, then you're good. But I genuinely do think that it's going to be worth your money, which coming into this episode, we knew all three of us really use and love Scrivener. So that's why I had to do research for other things because I was like, all I want to do is talk about Scrivener.
Which is is why I tried out Google Docs, just to see.
I appreciate you taking one for the team.
Research.
Yeah. I think that's it for this particular episode, but thank you guys so much for tuning in. It was a nice look at it, and maybe we'll do like a dedicated Scrivener episode with all of our little tips and tricks and hacks.
That'd be cool. Join us in a couple of weeks where we'll be talking about you finish your first draft, now what? You have a done first draft, what do you do then, right? I'll be the moderator of that show, so we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Thank you guys for listening or watching this, and we'll talk to you then.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Writer's Block. We hope you'll join us for our next show. And until then, remember, it's perfectly okay to write garbage, as long as you edit brilliantly.